This is WBAA News. I'm Stan Jastrzebski. In August, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced more than $1 billion worth of food would be purchased and distributed through nutrition assistance programs like the Emergency Food Assistance Program, or TFAP. TFAP funnels USDA food to food banks, which then distribute those products to participating food pantries. Food banks say they're grateful for it, but as WBAA's Emily Seiberg reports, there's a problem. Where to put it all?
On September 19th, Lafayette's Food Finders Food Bank unloaded an unusually large delivery, 30,000 pounds of shredded cheese.
We knew we were going to get some cheese, but we didn't know it was going to be a tractor trailer load until the last minute.
Jack Warner is Food Finders Director of Operations. He attributes the cheese-packed truck to a recent USDA purchase of $50 million worth of milk from American dairy farmers.
So you can see, out of all those pallets, that's all we got left.
The so-called trade mitigation program was announced as part of a larger bailout for farmers hit hard by the Trump administration's ongoing tariff disputes. Farmers now struggling to sell their product on the international market.
You can always tell when the federal government is bailing out certain things through the TFAP program, because you can see where you're getting, like when I first started, cranberries were real huge.
Fortunately, Warner says, people really like shredded cheese, so it snapped up quickly at the pantry's Food Finder supports. On this particular day, he's down to 4 pallets from the original 60. Food Finders, which is a financial supporter of WBAA, has a 32,000-square-foot warehouse, a 3,300-square-foot walk-in freezer, a 760-square-foot walk-in cooler, 6 refrigerated trucks, and a non-refrigerated semi-truck. Warner says they're lucky to have room for additional food that's coming, but the 100 or so pantries they give the food to mostly don't.
The biggest problem, not for us, is we can start. The biggest problem is for those pantries, because they normally don't have a lot of refrigeration or freezer space.
That means more perishable food could be in danger of going bad before it can be eaten. Another issue? Many food pantries and agencies, staffed largely by volunteers, also have limited hours, and many limit the number of times clients can come for food in a month. That could impact how quickly they're able to distribute the additional products they're about to get.
I think it's going to be pretty much a challenge for food banks across the spectrum, both large and small.
Douglas Adam is Indiana's TFAP program director. Adam says he never wants to turn food away. But he and colleagues around the country face the same problem. The federal government hasn't allocated money to buy extra freezer space, and there's also no extra cash to help deliver any extra food that arrives. USDA officials released a statement saying the agency, quote, will work with states and program operators to ensure the additional food purchases are effectively and efficiently distributed to those in need.
If you were my client right now, I would say you're a small family. You can either have the spinach or the vegetarian beans.
Kathy Smith is the director of the Tippecanoe County United Food Pantry, where Food Finders delivers food twice a week. The pantry is 1,600 square feet, with a few small freezers filled with meat and blueberries, a refrigerator stacked with egg cartons, and coolers out front by a neat rectangle of shelves stacked with cans of vegetables.
We never know how many people are going to walk through the door, and so when you're allotting amounts, it's real tricky. You don't want to run out of meat, you don't want to run out of fresh produce, but you want to give them as much as you're capable of giving them.
Smith is thrilled at the idea of more food and says if it comes down to it, they'll just give more away to each client. Back at the Food Finders warehouse, Jack Warner says he'll make it work.
To me, it's a great problem to have versus not having enough.
For now, he has to scrap his delivery schedule and start over for 2019. For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.